The dead in Dara appeared to go unburied as residents stayed indoors, afraid of what witnesses said were at least 24 military vehicles, including tanks and helicopters that had entered the city. It has become increasingly difficult to reach residents in the sealed-off town since Monday, when the government of President Bashar al-Assad first sent the military in to crush the protests. But Khaled al-Ikhtiar, a Syrian activist based in Beirut, was able to contact some residents in Dara on Saturday. He tells VOA they said the town is under heavy shelling. Al-Ikhtiar said residents told him that the Syrian army is also targeting refrigerator trucks, which are being used as makeshift morgues.
They said that the army actually are targeting those just to erase any evidence of the crime.
He added that witnesses say there are also serious shortages of basic necessities and services.
The humanitarian situation is really miserable. They lack flour, water, medications, gas, fuel, even bread, everything.
On Friday, tens of thousands of people took to the streets nationwide, including in the capital, Damascus, shouting anti-government slogans. In several places, the government used violent means to disperse them, leading to numerous casualties. Syrian authorities blamed armed gangs and infiltrators supplied with weapons from Lebanon and Iraq for inciting the protests. The Assad regime claims its military crackdown is intended to protect citizens. But human rights groups say more than 500 demonstrators have been killed since the uprising began on March 15th, and the UN Human Rights Council has ordered an investigation into the violence. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Beirut.